From KALW News, I'm Angela Johnston with an election brief, your quick guide to what's on the ballot. Today, we're talking about San Francisco's Proposition E. Here's KALW's Teresa Katsourilis.
Proposition E is trying to play hardball with San Francisco's housing crisis. It says if San Francisco can't build more housing, well, then it can't have new office space either. There's already a cap on building new office space here. Under Prop E, that cap would now mirror the city's affordable housing failures. For example, if San Francisco falls short of the state's mandated housing goals one year and builds, say, 5% less housing than it's supposed to, well, then the city's annual limit on new office space development will also go down by 5%. Supporters of Prop E say it'll incentivize developers to build affordable housing so that their businesses won't take a hit, and that it'll build tens of thousands of new housing units south of Market. The SoMa Affordable Housing Group TODCO has spent almost $500,000 supporting this. But Prop E's critics say the bill doesn't address why affordable housing is so tough to build here. So they say San Francisco will still fall short of the state's housing benchmarks, which means Prop E will just end up driving businesses out of San Francisco. A few real estate developers and business groups have spent around $30,000 opposing the measure. The urban planning nonprofit SPUR opposes it too. So, to recap, a yes vote on Proposition E would limit office space development in San Francisco if the city fails to build enough housing. A no vote opposes that limit. The proposition needs a simple majority to pass.
That's a brief take on San Francisco's Prop E. For more election coverage, go to KALW.org.